This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Skies of blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call today at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. And we'll do our best to make sure we get some good answers for you and do what we can. We've a lot of great emails this week. Haven't been able to get to all of them. I'm still, like I say, pretty much every week, I'm still 2 weeks behind. I'm doing my best to get here. It's just a lot going on with work and family and, you know, life in general. As we all know, it's hectic out there. So still doing some time, but we got some good info. We'll talk about some of those a little bit later today. When we get some free time here, but it's been a warm week. It's been just a little crazy to have those feelings of, I mean, yesterday it was 82 at one point. Earlier in the week it was close to 90. I mean, we're in fall when this is happening, so, you know, we're getting a little extended summer. I'm sure your plants, your lawn, everything is feeling it. You know, I want to talk about a few things that are, you know, at this time of year, we get a lot of questions at a garden center about. Our first one is, when do we stop watering? Should we stop now? Should we stop in a couple weeks? When should we stop watering our plants? Especially ones that are, you know, just really trying to get established. You're trying to give them that extra boost before the end of the season. So the best answer to all of that is when the ground freezes. Once the ground freezes, obviously the water's just going to sit there and not going to go through. Easiest way to tell if it's frozen, I mean, we got some time because we've had some warm weather. Just put a shovel in the ground. If you can't really get it down there or it's harder to get through, you're probably starting to get frozen. The rate we're going with our weather is probably going to be, I don't know, January. But at the same time, you just want to continue with the watering as best you can until the ground's frozen to really push on those plants. You know, the deeper soakings, the deeper waterings, so that they can store up as much energy for winter. So when it does come for that dormancy period, they do have something in the reserves. So, you know, it's one of the things we get a lot of questions about is when to stop watering. Another question we get, and you're going to start seeing it in the next couple weeks, and you've probably started to see it now, is what we call fall shedding with evergreens. Now, you know, we know maples, oaks, those types of trees will lose their leaves. They're considered deciduous trees every year. They'll start out fresh, have brand new leaves, go through the year, go through the cycle, turn those nice orange, yellow, red colors. They'll fall off, and then continue the process year after year. So those are considered deciduous trees, shrubs as well, some of them. Now, evergreens, as we all know, evergreens, true to their name, stay green all year. Such as a rhododendron, a white pine, hemlock, azaleas, boxwoods, hollies, etc. Now, one of the big, and arborvitaes is another one, because a couple of the biggest culprits that you see with fall shedding is going to be a white pine, an arborvitae, and I've seen it a lot on rhododendrons. So you're going to start to see yellow leaves, yellow branching, usually on the inside of the plant. And at this point, you're saying, all right, well, you just told me to keep watering. Why is it turning yellow? You know, I'm continuing to water, and it's still going this way. Well, this is their version of dropping their leaves or needles to get ready for next year. They don't drop everything, but they usually drop the inner leaves or inner branching, turning yellow, and start to get rid of them for next year. It's a natural process that they go through, all the evergreens go through. So it's the same type as, as a deciduous tree. It's just they don't lose everything. They lose some of them so they can form new growth for next year. I see them here at my house already on some rhododendrons. I have a bunch of yellow leaves. They're more on the inside or under the main areas that don't get as much sun. You can start to pick those yellow leaves off or let them drop naturally. My house, I started to pick them, which meant my two girls wanted to pick them. And that went through a whole process of different colors. My oldest knows different colors. My youngest loves the color yellow but doesn't know what yellow actually is, thinks every color is yellow. So it's perfect that she knows yellow because we want to get rid of the yellow leaves, but green and yellow look the same for her. So she'll get there. She's only 19 months. But all that being said, you can get rid of some of those leaves if you wanted to. Like an arborvitae, sometimes you can shake the tree a little bit and get rid of some of those yellowing branching underneath or needles, if you will. A white pine, same thing. Or you can just naturally let it happen. It is a natural occurrence in nature. You walk through the woods, you're going to see those happen the same thing as if you were, had them planted at your own home. But this is considered fall shedding, and it is something that happens year after year. And like I said, those are the couple of the questions we have this time of year in a garden center that I just want to make sure I pass along to you guys. Again, how long to water? Once the ground freezes. And evergreens with yellowing, branching leaves, etc., on the inside of the plant or in the lower parts, areas that are a little bit more shady, it's all natural. It's considered fall shed. So it's just something to think about because we've had it happen year after year, and I just want to make sure you guys are aware of it. I'm sure a lot of you are aware of it at this point. My father has probably talked about it many times. And I've talked about it a couple times now, but just want to throw that out there. Now, a couple other things we can be talking about today. Our newsletter that went out this week was a good one. Parts of it, getting the garden ready for winter is just as important as opening it. We're going to talk a little bit later about that one. I think it's a great, informative article. It's one of those things we can touch on throughout the show if we don't have any questions. Our phone number for anybody who wants to give us a call in is 855-660-4261. So you can get us on there. If you'd like, for those, I've had a few people email me wanting to get onto the newsletter. But if you want, you can go to our website at paulparent.com. Go all the way down on that first page, and you can subscribe to our newsletter. I know some of our older newsletters are not right at the top. Some of our newer ones are not right at the top. It takes a couple days for us to get there. Definitely take a look at that. I know we're about 2 weeks behind on updating on the website here. This last week was some good information. If you're looking for it, we'll have it up on the website soon. One of the things it was talking about is, do you rototill? Do you not rototill? Do you add something to it? You know, do you put winter rye? Do you keep the, your vegetables in the same spot and just cut them back to a little bit to leave the, root system intact? You know, that's a thought. And over the last few years, it's been something really think about, in the garden. One of the friend of the show and who was a friend of my father's, Jeff Lowenfell, wrote a lot of books in regards to microbes in the soil and really into the soil and getting some information about it. And one of the things was not ripping out the root system completely each year at the end of the season from vegetables in your vegetable garden. So something to think about, maybe cutting it down so it's just an inch, let it kind of go. You spent all this time, a lot of time this season fertilizing. And that fertilization has been feeding the root system. And the roots are feeding off of that. And there's microbes in the soil. It's feeding the microbes. Well, you rip that out, they just go away. If you don't rip it out, they're still in there working their way into the soil and actually stay active during parts of the winter. So it's a good thing to have. So we can definitely extend that talk a little bit later. If not, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break more after that. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free and give us a call. Now, last week I got a question in regards to, there's a gentleman from PA calling and asking, you know, that why birds in the area are dwindling. And I was doing a little bit of research this week, just because it was interesting to hear. A couple things I found. There was an article that was stating nearly 3 billion birds have been lost in the last 50 years. And one of the articles I wrote, I read, actually stated they don't know why it's happening. Scientists are having a hard time figuring it out. That was one article. Another article I read was with temperatures warming up early in the season, birds are having, getting their nests ready, having their eggs ready, and trying to push the, them hatching quicker. They don't have a way to naturally push them to be quicker, but they're actually laying their eggs earlier. And what's happening, we get some cooler weather later, and that can be affecting the eggs and making them non-viable. So that could be part of it as well. I don't know the answers to it. I don't say I have all the answers on it, but I just wanted to follow up with it because there was some questions on it. And those were a couple articles I read. I'm sure there are hundreds of other articles out there with some answers, but it's interesting just to think about. So just wanted to throw it out there that I am still thinking about it, trying to get a good answer for this. Now, as far as the garden, now, does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural, organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, Biotone is an incredible product. I'm not just saying this because of the commercials we read. I've seen what it can do. I've seen how it will actually help develop a plant quicker, help with that transplant shock. The root system when used, when you compare it to not using Biotone Starter or not using a fertilizer to get it started for that transplant shock is incredible. The root system develops so much nicer. It's got those little hairs on the roots. Those little hairs are going to get you the nutrients, the water, quicker than just roots that don't have it. When we talk about that mycorrhizae fungi, that is actually a beneficial fungus that will help your root system. Anytime we hear a fungus, we say, oh, okay, nope, don't want it, don't need it, not going to have it, get it away from me. Well, this is one that you want. You want to have it in your garden. You want to have it in your root systems. Yeah, it's that mycorrhizae fungi. It is definitely something that is very beneficial. I remember learning about it when I was in college, and Professor Wick, he had such a monotone voice. So when you were in there, it all sounded the same. It was like listening to Ben Stein talk. But I still remember it, you know, talking about it. And, you know, this is a fungus you want. You want this fungus. And, you know, him getting a little bit excited. It was one of those things. It was like, whoa, this guy actually has a different tone in his voice. There were some other random ones from his class, but that was a microbiology class. And I just remember that from sitting there saying, wow, we want this fungus. This is what we want. So that's the mycorrhizae. It's a beneficial fungus, and you know we can talk about it until we're blue in the face, but it is something that we want. It's a fungus that we want, so definitely beneficial. If you guys have questions, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so feel free to give us a call. We'll try to answer some questions on online here. The other side of the break. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president's special representative for Ukraine resigned Friday. Kurt Volker was named in the whistleblower complaint concerning the July phone conversation between President Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart. The resignation is raising questions. The House Foreign Affairs Committee said that they had scheduled a deposition with Ambassador Volker just next week. It's not sure now if he will still take part in the deposition. The White House had restricted access to the transcript of President Trump's phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Saudi Crown Prince. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Elliot Engel, explains how the rest of the committee is viewing the hidden conversations.
it leads you to believe that somebody's hiding something or somebody wants to keep things from getting outside.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. Now, like I said, we'll try to answer a few of the questions from online here. I get some emails that we can go through to give you some questions, general questions that you guys might have as well. I had somebody email in saying this summer they had red bugs on the stem of my fall sunflowers. What are they, and how do I get rid of them? Now, so most likely they were spider mites that you were seeing. Spider mites tend to have a little bit red to them, and they, they have some different colors to them, but mostly red. But you'll see them. You'll see some of the eggs, etc. There's a couple products you can use for that, depending upon how you want to go. So there's a systemic, which would be something that needs to locate through the whole plant. It is a synthetic, so it is something that you'd have to pour into the soil, absorb, and go through it that way. A couple of synthetic type sprays. You can actually use Rose Shield from Bonide. I know it says Rose Shield, but it will take care of them. If you want to go organic, there's a couple ways I like to use. You can either use the All Seasons oil or the Captain Jack's, which is a spinosad product. Either of those would be great for the spider mites. What I suggest with anything that you're spraying on a plant, organic or synthetic, I want to always suggest to use it at the end of the day so that when any beneficial insects, such as bees, which are, I don't consider them insects, but the beneficial anything, bees are around the plant during the day, especially on a sunflower. Bees are there to get pollen, etc. You spray during the day, no matter what it is, organic or synthetic, even oils can suffocate a bee and hurt them. We need the bees. We're always talking about keeping the bees safe. So something to think about anytime you use any product. And I'm not just talking about when you're taking care of spider mites, but I'm talking about anything. You know, it could be gnats. It could be aphids. It could be different types of caterpillars. You know, anything along those lines. I want you to spray at night when it's, you know, dusk. So that at the end of the night here, when the sun's starting to go down, the bees are back in their hives. Okay? So you're going to protect them by spraying later in the day. That gives the product that you're putting on there all night to dry and be on there, so it's not going to be as harsh on any of the bees, but it's going to take care of the insect that's on it. Spider mites don't go anywhere when they're on a plant. They're going to stay there all day, morning, noon, and night, whereas a bee will come and go. So that's why you want to spray it at night. The other thing it could be, which is most likely it's not, sometimes some of the aphids have like an orangey-red color to it. So it could be that. When it comes to that, you could still use that all-seasons oil for an organic version. But if you're looking for a synthetic, 8 Garden and Home is one of the best ones out there for synthetics. Again, either one of those I'd spray at night. Just to protect our bees out there, we have enough problems with affecting the bees. We don't want to add to them. So, you know, something to really think about. Anytime that you are spraying, make sure you do it later in the day to keep that safe. It's just one of those things that you know, we want to be protective of those bees. We have another question here from online from Paul. He says, squirrels took all of his peaches this year. Any suggestions on preventing next year? Well, the squirrels have been all over the place the last couple of years. I mean, just everywhere you go, you're seeing squirrels. I remember last year driving down the highway, you could almost count how many were no longer with us. Just mile after mile, it was something I've never seen before. But they're still here. They're all over the place. All of our trees, you know, our oak trees with their acorns have been producing like crazy this year again. So you're going to see a lot of them everywhere. I have a ton of squirrels in my yard. So it's not going to be easy. What can you use? There are a couple products out there. One I like to use is the Repelzol from Bonide. It comes in granular form. It comes in a liquid form, and this is something that, you know, it really does well. The scent, it's an irritant. When they touch it, if you use the granules, they don't like it on their paws. So it might be something to use around it. The Repelzol concentrate, they also have it in a ready-to-spray. The ready-to-spray means you just attach it to the hose and you spray. It's basically like a handheld sprayer already together. So it's the concentrate that knows how much to pull out and add to the water. So that's something to think about. You can spray the entire plant and spray it early. If it does have a heavy rain, you're going to need to do it again. So if it's in an area where you heavily irrigate, you know, from a irrigation system, make sure it's not soaking the leaves, maybe making sure it's more like a drip system into it. But if you're watering and you've used this, maybe don't water, you know, up on the tree. Make sure you go into the soil. So that's something to think about. Again, it's Repelzol animal repellent, and it does take care of squirrels. On top of that, and squirrels are everywhere, so it's not an easy one to get rid of. So I just wanted to pass that along to you. But squirrels are a hard one to do, but Repelzol is a good one. There's probably a bunch of other products out there, but I like this one the most. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, a couple weeks ago, I'd already answered this one, but I want to throw it out there for you who are looking to transplant any evergreens or anything this time of year. It's mostly evergreens that you try to do this time of year. And a question that was saying, when is the best time to transplant a hemlock tree? Now, the best time to do it is when it's cooler times of the year. You want it to be, you know, more on the temperatures of the 50s and 60s. When the temperatures are kind of staying closer, other than what we've been having with some of this crazy weather where we started the day, it was in the high 40s. We got towards the middle, towards the end of the day, and it was 80-something. That's an extreme change in weather. I'd like to see you, you know, if you're transplanting anything evergreen this fall, wait till the temperatures are becoming closer to each other, like 50s and 60s at night and then during the day. The cooler temperatures allow the plant to go into more dormancy, and so that they're focusing more on cooling down, settling down for the winter versus producing new growth. So one of the things that I suggest when it comes to transplanting like this, make sure you use some sort of starter type fertilizer, like a Biotone fertilizer or protolizer, to help with that transplant shock. Because you're cutting some of the roots out. You're not just, you know, getting it from a garden center where it's in a container or it's got burlap around it to hold it into a nice root ball. You're actually cutting the roots that are in there when you move it. So, you know, this is in general with any of the, anything that you're going to be transplanting, always use some sort of fertilizer at the end for a starter or a, like a transplant shock. We're looking at either the protolizer or the Biotone starter. Either one of those, add that to the soil. Add some nice compost and mix to it. Really mix it together and get it so it has a fresh start. I don't want you to use too much compost. I want you to use some of the existing soil that's already there. It's almost like a 50-50 mix, maybe a little bit less than that on the compost, more of the existing soil. Now, just think of it this way. If you were being moved into a place and it had everything you wanted, all the food you could eat, all the drink you could want, perfect temperature, perfect everything, you wouldn't want to leave that area. Well, it's kind of the same thing with a shrub or a tree that you're transplanting it. If you give it all the perfect conditions, you give it that fertilizer, you give it that compost and everything right next to the root system, it's not going to want to leave. It's going to want to stay in those areas. So that's why you don't want to put it in pure compost or pure anything like that. You want it mixed in the soil because you want those roots to venture out. You want it to see what else is out there to get those root systems really going and bigger. Now, again, the next thing I want you to do anytime you're transplanting is heavily water. I like to water anything I'm going to transplant the day before, nice and heavy. You know, get that hose on a trickle, leave it on the plant for 20, 25 minutes, maybe more, depending upon the size of it, so that root system really gets soaked so it doesn't have that instant shock of the water losing all the water, or it was looking for water, it was dry, and it's already in shock prior to being transplanted. So that's something to really think about. Again, once you put it in the ground, that's when you're going to want to water again. So one suggestion when anybody is planting out there, what I was, you know, I've thought about this a few times, and I tell people in the garden center when it comes to planting, when you're backfilling around anything you've planted, you know, in this case we're talking about a hemlock tree, fill the soil about halfway. Push it down with your hands the best you can. Then I want you to water it at that point. I don't want all the soil in there yet. I want you to water at that point. Because what's going to do is some of the soil is going to fill those air pockets. There's going to be an air pocket underneath the root ball that you put in or on the side, etc. And everything's going to settle down a little bit. So that later on, when you filled it in, and then you go to water, and all of a sudden there's a big hole on the side, and you're like, what happened? So this is going to help make that not happen as, most likely not happen as much. So halfway through planting, water, let it settle down, fill in again, then water again, compact that, and then put whatever soil left that you need to put in there to really get it going. It's almost like a three-step process of the watering and planting. I want that soil to, you know, be compact, but not be too compact. Be compact enough so it gets around there, so the roots have something to go on. They don't want those air pockets. They want to have that soil around them, so we want to compact that in it. But not compact it so much where the nutrients aren't going to get out. So, you know, from there, it's just a consistent watering until the ground freezes. If you're transplanting at this point, continuing all the way up until the ground freezes. And deep waterings is the best way. I've said this many times, but hose on a trickle next to the plant, letting it go. Is it 15, 20, 25 minutes? Depends upon the size of it. And just keep going with it. So it's definitely something to be thinking of. We're going to go to a break in a minute here. I want to give the number out again. It's 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. And we can do more of your questions from online. We can get some of those answered. Because I know some of them are questions you guys might have. You just don't know where to email or where to call, etc. So hang tight. On the other side of the break, we'll do more of that. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Monique is in Alfred, Maine.
Monique, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I just received a very large mum, potted mum. And I would love to put it in my garden, and I would like to know when the best time is to do that.
So you could definitely put that in right now into the garden. You got a garden mum. Did you get one of the hardy mums, or did you get a perennial type mum?
Shoot, you know what? I don't know.
So that's okay. So a lot of times this time of year you're going to see the annual mum. So you can put it into the garden at any point, but that means it might not come back next year. Usually annuals have a one-year life cycle, and then they're gone.
Right.
There are some perennial-type mums that can come back year after year and flower around this time. But the majority of what you will see is going to be that annual. So you can definitely put it in the ground right away. Continue to water it, continue to take care of it, as the season allows. But if it is a, you know, depending upon what it is, and a lot of times it'll have a tag on there, in the pot. Usually with mums, they get so wide, you can't see the tag until you kind of take the pot off. So it's one of those things you'll be able to see afterwards. It'll tell you right there if it's an annual or perennial usually, and the variety of it. Most likely it's going to be an annual. So you can put it in the ground today. You can put it in right now if you wanted to. So that's really up to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
No problem. You too, Monique. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning. I've got a, I think it's called, I'm not sure, a plumeria. Plumeria?
Plumeria, yep.
It's a big, long stick?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I've been fertilizing, but I repotted it this year. It was, you know, in old soil, so I took it out and repotted it. But it still doesn't bloom. It gets leaves at the top, but no bloom, supposed to bloom, I guess, and no bloom has come out. He had it for many a year, so I was wondering what I could give it to get it to bloom.
Okay, so you've repotted it recently, you said?
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. This
okay.
summer I repotted it.
All right, and how big is it?
Them.
How big is it, would you say?
How big do you think, Peter? 4 or 5 feet.
Oh, wow, perfect.
Yeah, it's two big ones, yeah.
Yeah, and how much sun during the day are you going to get?
All day.
Does it get all day?
Yep.
Okay,
yep, all
perfect.
Because
it
yep.
needs at least half a day, so that's good.
Yeah.
So for a fertilizer, what you want to do is you want to stick more to a phosphorus-based fertilizer.
Uh-huh.
You don't want it to have heavy nitrogen because the nitrogen can actually push more foliage.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So something that has a higher phosphorus, which is that middle number,
mm-hmm.
so like a super phosphate or a triple phosphate,
mm-hmm.
use that in the spring. As the new growth starts to appear on it, okay? So a triple phosphate or a super phosphate is either going to be a 0.18.0 or a 0.44.0. You can look for the 0.18.0. Use that right at the beginning of the season,
okay? What kind of brands would it be, you know, under? You know?
So Espoma has a triple phosphate.
Oh, does it, yeah.
So that's a good one to be using. Are you pruning it each year?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, because sometimes when you prune it and say you do it a little bit too much, that can reduce its flowering and not have it happen.
No.
Sometimes. So that's good that you're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The mix that you want, make sure it's a well-drained potting soil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even adding some cactus mix. They have cactus mixes out there.
Yeah.
Which is a little sandy type soil might help it.
Okay.
But I think the biggest thing is going to be using a phosphorus-based fertilizer for you.
Okay, thank you
That's
very
what's
much.
Going to push some of the flowers, okay?
Great, thanks.
Thank you, Mary. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break. On the other side of the hour, we'll be back to answer more of your gardening questions. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.